much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Now, before I bring up the next guy, you guys know tonight is Jello Shot Tuesday. And we all know what happens after 8 Jello shots. We urinate all over ourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I have to have snacks Monday through Friday. I have to have snacks for school, snacks for after school, snacks for TV watching, snacks for just when I feel like snacking. I have to have my snacks.
This guy is doing great work.
Welcome to our radio show. Today's topic, fish sticks. Becky, what did you think?
They were all right.
Yeah, they were all right.
I got two guys that are going to get you in the dancing mood.
There they are. Hey, buttholes.
And now,
before we start, Jake has asked to play another piece on his bassoon.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 6th of August.
Do we need a full-time show bassoonist, you guys?
Obviously.
No, I think so.
Do we need, like, when a sad story, we just have a guy, we point to him in the corner of the room, and he goes...
He's just waiting through the whole show.
Some days he doesn't work at all. Right. No. Positive days, he just sits there.
I like that. But I feel like if we had a full-time musician, though, we would use him more. Like, we wouldn't just use him for just that. Can a bassoon play a happy tune?
I don't know if there's any real happiness to a bassoon, because like we learned on Fleabag, it is a cry for help. But I also don't believe there's any pep to a bassoon. It's just got to be slow and melancholy.
It seems like it's made for sad.
There was a bassoon player in Real Big Fish. No, there wasn't. But I feel like that's a lie that could work.
Okay, forgive my ignorance here. I know nothing. I'm a master of the ukulele, but I don't know much about other instruments. A bassoon is a stringed instrument, no?
No, it'd be wind.
I thought it was a wind.
It's a wind instrument, yeah.
Oh, it's not. Oh.
I do want you to know that when I Googled bassoon, the first thing that came up was bassoon fingering chart. It's a woodwind instrument in the double reed family that plays music written in the bass and tenor clefs.
It's like a lower saxophone.
Yeah, it looks like a flute.
I was going to say more of a flute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you play it down here as opposed to you play a flute up here.
Right.
And it almost has like a long wind pipe you play into off of the actual flute part.
Yeah.
But you could certainly play it fast, though, I would imagine, just like with a flute, right?
I assume you could.
It just has that sound.
It doesn't lend itself to...
You don't see pep.
Yeah, I don't see much pep.
Okay.
The bassoon? You want to know what the bassoon is? It's a cry for help!
Perhaps we need a more versatile instrument then than a bassoonist full time.
Like a tuba?
That would be
I mean, that's some pep.
Okay. I think he's getting a lot out of that instrument.
It's a she, you misogynist.
Okay.
Don't think we need that though.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like us.
Uh-uh. No.
Doesn't sound like us. All right.
I want to hear your pitch to management, though.
You know, we talk about a lot of sad stuff on our show, and we think that it would help if we had a live bassoonist.
Right. I think that'll go over well.
Sure.
There's room for that in the budget. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get into today's very busy show, thoughts on circumcision, yay or nay?
I am.
Something light you guys want to get into?
So for it.
You're for circumcision.
Yeah.
You got circumcised.
I mean, I don't have a penis.
Okay. They cut that much off?
Yes.
That sounds like a botched circumcision.
That's funny.
Kevin Jensen, circumcision, yay or nay?
Do you want extra sausage?
Okay.
I had to face this. As you know, I just had a baby boy, and we decided to get him circumcised. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he had to do it a little later than other children because of the lung.
Hospital stay?
Yeah, because the hospital.
Oh, it's usually younger?
They get it within like a... I mean, the plan was to have him taken after an hour or two of...
Just have him boil in the delivery room?
No. We were going to have a religious ceremony. The doctor was going to do it. And so they were going to walk him off and then do it eventually within the first, I guess, 4 hours.
Oh, my God. That is a rough entrance to the world.
I mean, I don't know if it's rougher than being sent into the universe from a small small little room he's been in for 9 months.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, though, you just get used to the idea that, okay, now I'm not in mommy's womb, and then, wait a minute, who's this old man with a pair of scissors?
Again, it was a woman. My doctor was a woman.
You got to deal with that.
And then I just use, like, regular scissors either.
Women can't be doctors, by the way, first of all. We all know that. But I'm just saying, that's tough on your on day one.
Yeah, well, luckily we had a little later than that.
Okay.
And he, you know, it was something we definitely did a ton of research on, because I didn't feel totally comfortable with just being like, oh, we got to do it because in gym it's really embarrassing if you don't have it, which is a feeling I had while in, like, middle school.
Right.
I mean, there definitely are, and we talk about this all the time, how any new parent is going to get no shortage of opinions, but there definitely are people out there, a very, very small minority in this country, who do look at it as some sort of a butchering or something.
Yeah. I mean, there are some people who think we didn't land on the moon, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And we will all be definitely getting those emails.
Yeah, I mean, I think reasonable people can disagree on this one, though. I don't think you're a moon... It's not equivalent to a moon landing conspiracy.
We watched one of those movies that are like kind of like a propaganda for anti-circumcision. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that they bring up are slightly dated. Like, they don't tie the arms down, or at least you shouldn't be getting a circumcision from a doctor who ties your baby's arms down, and things like that. So,
right.
My main thing came down to being 3 years old and, you know, and you're, or 4 years old and hoping your child cleans it correctly. That seemed semi-impossible for me.
That's like a full-time job.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, I
not,
get it.
Not easy.
Look, I'm not judging. I would do the exact same thing.
You want to do my kids?
No. I'm just saying, I not that it matters, but I do agree. I don't think your kid needs to wear a turtleneck the rest of his life. You know what
sure.
I mean? So, well, the reason I bring all that up is to bring this up. A 70-year-old named Terry Brazier was in the Leicester Royal Infirmary for a procedure. He was getting something called a cystoscopy, which is where, he's 70 again, which is where Botox is injected into the bladder wall to help control incontinence, which is a procedure I've not heard of before. But if that works, more power to old people, right? He's in there. It's just an in-office procedure, not a, you know, under anesthesia surgery or anything. He's chatting with the staff. And at the end of the procedure, one of the nurses, probably a woman, by the way, realizes they accidentally got the patient's charts mixed up and they circumcised him instead. So he went in there for incontinence and ended up being circumcised. They said, so you know
different.
What? That's not
that's
the
not
same.
Not the same thing?
No.
So we're going to, you know, just hang on, Mr. Brazier. The doctor will be in to chat with you. And
but upside, whoever that baby is, never going to have incontinence.
Right?
No.
Yes. Way too much penis. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I will also say that I was told while I was doing all this research that having a circumcision at an adult age is insanely painful.
Yeah.
Like to a major torturous point. Mm-hmm. And that's why they obviously recommend you get it really young.
Yeah, before all the nerve endings and it's... Yeah, exactly.
And also before you could get erections and stuff, which is
the
big,
hospital...
Why did you just talk right over that, Bean? That was a big deal.
I said
erections and...
You
know,
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
The hospital apologized, of course. They remain deeply and genuinely sorry that this mistake occurred. They would like to take this opportunity once again to apologize to Mr. Brazier.
Look, we can put it back.
I'm not sure it works like that. I guess my question for you guys is, it is a big deal even though he's 70 and who knows how much he's using it, because you don't want to get an accidental procedure that you didn't plan on.
Don't they
but...
do really write on you in a marker now to make sure nothing goes wrong?
Supposed to.
Left arm, right arm, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the hospital awarded him for the error? You be the judge. Because he did get paid.
Is that a weenie?
He did get paid in addition to getting an apology. He did get paid.
Where was this?
This was in Britain.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not as generally as crazy out of whack as America is. Because if this happened in America, he would demand $100 billion.
Yeah, like own the hospital.
Right.
I would say 750,000 euro.
750,000 euro. They don't use the euro in England, but that's, okay. That's a good guess.
I would say 150,000 yen.
All right.
I would
that's
say.
Good. And I think that's $11 if I'm
okay. $150,000 pound, whatever.
Okay. Boom. All right.
Judging. I would say about 600,000 scruple.
Okay. I don't think that's a real currency, but guys, 24 grand.
That is such a ripoff.
Wow. $24,000. That's it. He needs a better attorney, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, $24,000, he's going to go through so much pain.
Yeah.
It's not even about just losing the skin or whatever. Like, I can see that not being maybe
they're just throwing in the circumcision. They're like, we're not charging you for this.
Yeah, maybe the, well.
It's part of it.
Isn't it all free there anyway?
Yes, that's
okay.
true.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. National Health Service, so that's true. You didn't have to pay for it anyway. So $24,000, I was very surprised by how tiny that amount is. Penis.
How tiny the amount is? Or
yes.
Oh.
Of the money, of the setup.
He saw the results.
Yeah. So anyway, so there you go.
That's not what you want.
That is a circumcision talk.
Thanks, horny little grandpa.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I tell you what, you're not very confident, right? I think everybody can agree on that.
Life skills you never learned. You grew up, you get a flat tire on the freeway, you have no idea how to change it.
Mm-hmm. And you have no idea how you got there because you can't drive a stick.
Okay. All right.
How's this?
A different one.
How's this for a tease? I asked my wife last night this question, my wife, and she answered it for me, and it is the most embarrassing thing I've ever admitted in public.
All right.
Oh.
Jensen's bad at sex.
Or wiping.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, horny little grandpa. Oh.
Animal stories on the show today?
Yeah.
Things Jensen learned as a new dad?
Mm-hmm. One of the most terrifying animal stories you'll ever hear today, by the way.
Oh. We are really promising.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Number neighbors?
Oh, I forgot to do that yesterday. We got to talk about it. I got to do it.
I didn't get a reply.
Same.
Your number neighbor's a dick.
Come on.
My neighbors weren't home.
Did you try both directions, Kevin?
Yep.
Up and down? Oh, okay.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah. You're having to make a new friend.
We will talk about that coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
At least once a year, K-Rock takes over Six Flags Magic Mountain, and it is happening soon, August the 16th. You are going to want to be there. That is going to be a fun, fun night. We got a 4-pack of tickets you can win coming up soon on the Kevin and Bean Show. Allie, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning. A lot of announcements yesterday from the TCA press tour.
Okay.
Where they go around all the different networks, talk about what's coming up, that type of thing. But ABC, no surprise here, holding on to all of its Bachelor titles for at least another year. They announced yesterday during the TCA press tour appearance that they have renewed The Bachelorette for its, what season do you think? The Bachelorette.
20.
Wow, I was going to say 10th.
Oh, no. I think it's safe to say 30.
Really?
Really? Well, just The Bachelorette.
Oh, sorry. It's about 20. About 15, 20.
Okay.
About half, yeah.
Yeah, 16th season for The Bachelorette.
I wonder where that puts everything at.
Bachelor in Paradise will be renewed for its 7th season.
Okay.
And in May, ABC renewed The Bachelor for another season as well.
What a franchise, man. Think how much money that franchise has generated.
A ton, and it's not expensive, really, to make.
Yeah.
So,
and I think out of, you know, the combined dozens of seasons, I think there may be two people who have gotten married out of it.
Yeah. Not very many.
Yeah.
If you believe at least it stick together.
Yeah.
I think there was some stat that was like more people have been married off The Biggest Loser or something like that. Like some other reality
show. And Survivor.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Survivor, yeah.
Well, in its 15th season, The Bachelorette averaged 5.7 million viewers. So I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There you go. Not as good as, do you remember when ABC did Live in Front of a Studio Audience with Norman Lear and Jimmy Kimmel hosted it, and they did a kind of a reboot, if you will, of All in the Family and the Jeffersons?
Yep, it was great.
It was wonderful. That aired back in May, and it had, you know, 22 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So no shock, ABC announced, hey, we're going to do that again. Not only during the holidays, we're going to do it in the winter for a holiday special. We're going to do it in the spring of 2020 as well.
Great.
Obviously.
Great.
They haven't revealed which classic shows are set for either special, but Norman Lear's library, you've got Maude, Fernwood Tonight, Good Times, Sanford and Son. Right?
Sure. Yeah, and they're not limited to Norman Lear shows either, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
It's live in front of a studio audience, and they're Norman Lear shows.
They couldn't do Welcome Back, Cotter if they wanted to?
They will figure out a way to use other things from the network, I would
think so. I mean, ABC has, you know, Mork and Mindy. They have a ton of shows throughout the years.
I mean, maybe you'd keep doing Norman Lear as long as you have him.
Okay.
Ah.
And then when he's gone, Three's Company.
Yeah.
Come on, I gotta do.
Happy Days, right?
Yeah. Good times, everybody. I don't know if it's going to be Norman Lear again, but I assume it is.
Okay.
I'll have more information next hour.
I think that was plenty. That was good.
But they're talking about they haven't revealed which one it is, but there are plenty in the Norman Lear library. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's going to be Norman Lear again.
Okay.
Right?
And I'm okay with that, too.
I am as well. Absolutely. You guys excited for Batwoman? Premiering sure. Sunday, October 6th at 8 p.m. on the CW.
Are sure. they a sponsor?
I don't know.
Show?
I don't think
right, then I'll hold back.
So. Okay. Batwoman, of course, breaking new ground as TV's first out lesbian superhero lead with Kate Kane, played by Ruby Rose.
Oh, I'm kind of into it. I take it back. I take back my joke. I
now,
want to see Ruby
now
Rose
that
be
you're
superhero.
Like, yeah lesbian like Batwoman, I'm in.
I'd like to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he just did a shimmy. I just saw him do a little shimmy with his shoulders. Well, they are not going to be holding back. They're going to highlight the fact that she's out, and they're going to lean into romance this season. Batwoman executive producer Caroline Dries told Entertainment Weekly that despite Kate being in a complicated on-again-off-again relationship with closeted Sophie, I don't know who any of these people are, but apparently she's in a complicated on-again-off-again relationship with closeted Sophie, she will be dating around and have a full romantic life.
I look forward to a day where we don't have to mention the fact.
Yeah, just happens in the show.
Yeah, just happens.
But I'm sure we're
and everybody's
almost,
like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Well, I like being warned. I don't like to seeing that pop up on me, on my show, on my TV. Not on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
On me,
I'm never, right
I'm never
time,
around
sir.
Them. I'm always around straights.
Okay, got it.
I've never been around any of them lesbians.
Ooh, we've got some birthdays
them
for
Ruby
you.
Ruby Roses.
M. Night Shyamalan.
But is it really his birthday?
I don't know.
Or is
know.
He just making it think
I
it
don't
is?
Know. At the end, he's just like, I've been dead this whole time.
What? I was really born in May.
What? Soleil Moonfry.
Oh, we love her.
Punky Brewster. Vera Farmiga. Maren Dungey. Friend
Yay!
Of the show.
Yay!
Love.
And I don't think she was your favorite Spice Girl, was she, Bean?
No.
Ginger Spice?
No, I'm a sporty guy. Ooh. Just because she's best singer.
Really?
That is such a hot take.
Which one is Ginger? Is she the redhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Okay, well,
she's
play
most
it.
People's favorite.
Hit it.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want
so it's Jerry Hallowell's birthday, but I feel like we need to do a deep dive into why Sporty is his favorite.
I already said best singer, but that doesn't make any sense.
There it is.
But Sporty is my favorite Spice Girl because she's the most talented.
Where did you hear the difference in their voice? Like, were you like
solo albums? I have all of their solo albums.
Great. By the way, really honestly, couldn't have had a better answer than that.
Then I said Ginger, and he's like, oh, yeah, everybody, most people agree on that. How much information do you have on the Spice Girls?
I mean, I pay attention.
Sure.
Stay current.
Current on the Spice Girls.
We will talk about Number Neighbors coming up next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, which is a, I think, fun.
I'm good sell.
I'm having a blast with
it. I'm for it. I think it's awesome. I don't see the downside, and I think it's hilarious how mad some people are getting about it. Plus, Animal Story is coming up, and don't forget, we do have your tickets to join us at Six Flags Magic Mountain as K-Rock closes down the park. First, though, new feature, new jingle.
This man's on fire. He will inspire.
Jensen's hot, hot, hot takes.
I'm terribly poopy.
Party people, it's time to check out Jensen's hot, hot, hot takes.
This is where Jensen gets dumb.
I mean, sometimes.
You can say that most days.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. I have opinions. I think that they need to be heard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes these opinions aren't necessarily popular, but that doesn't mean I can't tell you them, and that doesn't mean I'm wrong.
It also doesn't mean you're not Hot Take Jones, though, and some opinions maybe you ought to keep to yourself because they're dumb.
You also could be wrong. There's also an option. You're saying you might not be. I'm saying you might.
And you could also not tell us. I mean, a lot of options here.
I'm with that lady.
As you know, we have time to fill. Okay, Hot Take Jones in the building.
Okay.
And excuse me.
Bless you.
No, that's what we're talking about. That was a fake sneeze. Hot Take Jones is here because I don't think that anyone should be saying God bless you anymore.
Oh, there's too much politeness in the world,
that's
Jensen?
My thing. It's not that.
You know what little kindness we have left?
Right.
Let's get rid of it.
No, it's not kindness. In real life, what you don't know is they can't really point a finger to where God bless you started, right? A lot of people think it's because during the plague that it was one of the first symptoms of being able to see that someone has the plague. So they're like, God bless you, you don't have the plague. They had a plague! It's been hundreds of years!
I think it's back, but other than that, go ahead.
Listen, just say it to Dr. Drew.
Okay.
This is the most archaic, odd tradition we have. People sneeze numerous times a day around you.
Right.
You don't have to acknowledge it at this point. This is such a dumb tradition.
What's the downside?
Well, a couple things.
Okay.
One is that some people are atheists, or some people don't believe that every time they sneeze, they need God's help.
I said bless you. I didn't even bring God into it.
Well, I think they're the same thing. I don't think those are any different. I think that you're alluding to the idea that God blesses me.
But do you really think that when people say it, they are considering they hope God blesses you?
Well, that's part of it. I think
they're not even meaning
it. It's
that.
A robotic move.
Again,
if I felt that someone was really like, hey, man, you sneeze, that's a rough thing. Number one, it's not a rough thing. Two.
Have you heard Bean sneeze? That's a rough thing.
Honestly, he does deserve God's blessing. But that is the one person who deserves it. This is a stupid, dumb thing that somehow has lived on forever, and I almost am offended by it. I think the people who sneeze, and this is real, I don't make up these takes.
Okay.
I think the people who sneeze should say they're sorry. And
say excuse me.
Then that's fine. But I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's like a fart. I think that if you fart in public, you would be like, oh God, sorry. I think it's similar about sneezing. And I'm not saying I'm Donald Trump about it, or, you know, I've heard rumor, Vince McMahon about how if you sneeze in front of them, they think it's a weakness. I don't even think that. I just think we have a stupid, stupid tradition that involves sneezing.
So you think not only should the onus not be on the people in the room, it absolutely should be on the sneezer.
Correct. Because right now, everyone's brain is sort of on autopilot.
No, you are right about that. I mean, it is something you are taught to do as a little kid.
A superstitious theory, one of the reasons they think it happened, is an ancient belief that a sneeze might accidentally expel the spirit from your body, and so God blesses you to prevent that. Are we cool with just living like that?
No, but I don't think anyone thinks that anymore.
But then there's no other replacement.
That's how it got started.
Yeah, there's no replacement. Oh, it used to be about the evil spirits leaving your face. But nowadays we do it because, no, there's no reason. It's the same thing.
All right, let me ask this question, Hot Take, and that is part of this coming from the pressures on you? If you sneeze and Allie says, bless you, which is just her being kind, then you feel like you're required to say thank you, and that's what you're trying to get out of.
Yes, except I just don't understand the reasoning.
Let me back up a step. She says bless you, do you think that's her being kind?
No, I think it's her on autopilot. I think it's her doing what she's been doing since childhood and was told to do.
Well, I mean, I don't think if she were here we could ask her, but I don't think that she thinks you're going to die or that the devil is being expelled from your body.
So when you said bless you when I fake sneezed and did great acting, by the way, if anyone's casting, if you saw, what was your reasoning for doing it?
You're completely right. It's instinctual. 100%.
So are there any other things in our life that we do just instinctually on the street to people?
High five when you see a kid fall down.
Well, that I have no take on.
We're all good with.
But also, people are atheists, and people don't necessarily need your blessing. I think it's almost like presumptuous.
But even if you're atheist, I don't think when people say God bless you, they mean God.
I don't think it's Merry Christmas. I don't think those are the same. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand if you're atheist. I do get why you would be uncomfortable with somebody saying Merry Christmas. But I don't think it's the same as bless you. I really don't. I think bless you is a way of saying I care about you and
strangers? That's even creepier. So you're saying that
it's a kindness.
Yeah, I think you're saying I care about you and it's a shame that you're sneezing because nobody sneezes because what's going on in their nose is great. You know what I mean?
So that's a lot of fun.
I'm saying I wish people would open doors for people more. I think there are better places to put your kindness. Because I do see people opening doors.
Are you draining your kindness when you say bless you?
Yes, I actually believe that.
You're insane.
I believe you have a certain...
You're nuts!
No, I don't think you know it.
We have a threshold for kindness.
It would appear so. It would appear so. Because what I'm saying is I think that there are better places to put it, and what a waste of time to do it with God bless you.
Are you one of those people who believes you have limited heartbeats and you can't use them all up at once? So no. Let's not exercise because they have to last as long as I can.
Sounds like it.
No. We're not revealing I'm Trump. No.
Can I try a different, like I always say
please,
bless you.
Please, so, okay. An alternative.
An alternative.
Would love an alternative.
Sneeze for me.
Hachu.
You nasty.
I love that.
Dumb.
I love it. I love it. I'll try one.
Okay.
You go ahead. Get a tissue.
All right.
Get a tissue's good.
I mean, now you're just making...
Also, by the way, do you want a tissue I'm almost cool with? Like, I want it to be functional. Right now, God bless you, has no function and no reason other than the fact that we've been told to do it, and it's from the time of the plague.
You guys know I've been very consistent in all the years you've known me, Allie, with how I respond to sneezes.
Yeah.
Let's hear yours. Stop it.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I like that even more because it really actually addresses what you feel about a sneeze instead of just kind of being a lemming and just saying whatever you were told to say.
All right. So the hot take today, kids, is beat down that impulse to be kind to a stranger. Yeah.
You know what? If you see someone sneeze, just push them off the cliff. Hot take joke.
This is where Jensen gets dumb. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
I don't want to screw with your well-thought-out theory about the sneezing thing, Jensen, but we're doing animal stories right after 7, and the plague is back is one of the stories.
Well, God bless you.
Bad news.
So start getting your God bless yous ready. That is coming up first. Allie's got what's happening here on a Tuesday.
Do you guys remember how much grief you gave me because I had never seen The Godfather?
Yes.
Yes.
I had never seen a James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm. Deservedly so. We gave you that grief, by the way.
You guys gave me grief. I remedied that. I watched The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I watched two James Bond movies.
And remind me again what your synopsis, what your review of The Godfather was?
It was perfectly fine. Here's the thing. Tina Fey was on Lights Out with David Spade, and she was talking about how there's one movie that everyone has seen that she hasn't, and now she just refuses to see it.
We all have those.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just become a source of pride for her. No, haven't seen it. Never will see it. Stop.
The more you get
about
asked
it.
About it, the less you want to see it.
And I think we did that as a phone topic not long ago, right? People were calling in with like Titanic and stuff like that they just won't.
Yeah. Well, Tina Fey's Top Gun. Nope,
really?
Will not see it now. She's over it. Stop talking about it. I don't care. I just thought that was really funny. I haven't seen Titanic.
Really?
Yeah, no interest.
You're a girl.
I am indeed. I have zero interest.
Thanks.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Kevin, spoiler alert.
Come on, man.
Let me tell you something that gets lost in the discussion of, for many years, the highest grossing movie of all time and the big love story between What's-Her-Face and What's-His-Name.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
And it's, on top of all of that, it's a really, really good film.
The VHS used to be broken up into two tapes.
That's right.
Big thing. Mm-hmm. Tape one, kind of a love story, kind of a beautiful story between two. Tape two, just a disaster movie.
Yeah.
You watch just crazy stuff happen.
See, you guys know my feelings about cruises, so I feel like maybe I pushed that into this movie.
But nothing bad could ever go wrong on a cruise.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Kevin just said it sank. I feel like that's...
Allegedly. I don't know what happened, really.
But they do such a good job of like setting up... You get invested in all of these characters because it takes like an hour and a half before the boat starts to sink, before anything happens. And now you really care about what happens to those people on the ship.
Do you know the pop culture references? Like Draw Me Like
Your French Ladies?
Yeah.
Sure.
But you just know them because you know the reference.
Yeah.
You don't think you're missing out.
And then she should have had him on the raft, but she was a bitch.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I guess you know everything.
That's all I got.
Stop it! How about throwing the most valuable piece of jewelry anyone's ever seen into the ocean? How about that?
Yeah, I don't understand why that happened.
Because
I know it sucked,
she's a dumb old lady. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a dumb old lady. Caught up in her thoughts. How about for Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On? Don't you want to see that like in context?
You are making this worse.
I'm pushing it.
This is exactly what Tina Fey was saying. Right. The more people push, the less you want to see it.
Yeah.
You're doing the exact opposite.
She should see Top Gun, though.
Sure, of course.
I mean,
because it's really good.
It's really good.
I haven't seen Top Gun in forever. I bet it's a terrible movie.
It is a terrible movie.
I bet it doesn't hold up.
I don't know.
It can't hold up.
And it is a terrible movie.
It's so 80s. It can't hold up.
Just the volleyball scene alone should make it. I'd watch it just for the volleyball scene.
But really, super bad almost comes back around to being funny because it's so bad.
I feel like we all need to rewatch Top Gun.
All right. See how it holds up.
I think it's in my Blu-ray collection unopened.
Of course it is. You think. You guys, people who share food on a first date are more likely to go on a second date. That's the conclusion of a study by University of Leeds psychologists. They found that nearly all of those who tasted each other's dishes while dining out, wanted to get together with that person again.
Yummy.
I guess that makes sense if you're at a point on a first date where you feel comfortable with the person that you're sharing food.
I just want to know what happened before they share food. Like, was there an agreement?
Right.
Hey, you want to taste mine? Hey, you want to taste mine? Sure.
No, I doubt that. I would assume.
Then they just reach and say, hey, can I taste?
No, I would assume. Would you like to try some of mine? I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I make it clear, like, if I'm getting a dessert or something and people at the table are going to want it, I'm like, listen, I'm not sharing.
Right.
Yeah. If you want even a taste, get your own.
Yeah. That's the right thing to do.
And sometimes he doesn't verbalize it. He'll just put the menus up like a little fort.
Build that wall. Build the wall. With my wife and my first date.
I'm sorry, with who?
Sorry, my wife. With my wife and I's first date, we went to a restaurant where we had shared plates.
Interesting.
All right. But you knew that going in and you agreed to it?
Part of the style.
Right.
And you also knew each other, too.
Yeah,
this wasn't a stranger you were sharing a plate with.
True.
Because that would be that's a little intimate for a first date.
Yes. As someone with a dead dad, though, I don't do family style.
Oh, wow.
I barely have family.
That went so fast.
Yeah.
They have listed some tips for you for first dates. Never order spaghetti on a first date.
No.
Well, it's hard to eat.
That's a good point. Unless you're going to Lady and Tramp it.
Oh, so cute. Or ribs, I'd say.
Some of that.
Ribs on a first date.
Yeah.
You're just
anything messy.
Anything messy, yeah.
This is a dumb tip. Plan conversational topics in advance. Yeah. Or not.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you like whip out a little pad of paper, you're like, tell me a little bit about your parents. Like, are you kidding me?
What about the Middle East?
Hold on a second.
Tell me about politics.
Tell me top five favorite movies. I got mine.
Bean's got a defense for the person who has a piece of paper at a date.
I didn't say anything about a piece of paper, but I'm saying it's not a bad idea to have a few stories in your back pocket. If things slow down, you got something you can bring up.
But you can't do that on the fly?
Look, sometimes you panic, man.
Really?
Yes.
So you're talking to somebody on the first date about your whole life and you can't think of anything interesting?
Yes.
What?
I'm saying it's not a bad idea to have a couple of things in mind that you can pivot to in the event that it becomes awkwardly silent. You can say,
He's explaining it a little better.
By the way, I'm going to France for the first time ever next year and start a conversation, you know, something like that. Just bring something up.
Just get a little bit and then you go. Hold on.
This is why I don't date unless I have an earpiece and a guy feeding me lines.
I'm going to France. What do you think?
I'm going to France. Oh, I spelled it wrong. I'm going to France.
I can't read my own writing.
Sorry, I was in a rush.
What do you think this says right here?
Yeah. Do you think this says France?
You're so lucky you're not dating, Bean.
The world is lucky I'm not dating.
That's correct as well.
Also a good tip, eat garlic only if your companion does.
Okay.
Seems like a gimme.
That's how you know they're not a vampire.
Yes. Right.
That's why, right?
Yes. And here's a great tip for anyone. Be nice to the wait staff.
Yes.
All right.
You should do that anytime.
Yes, you should.
All right, Jensen, you're on a first date.
Please.
God forbid,
your wife,
you know, is going to leave you. And you're on a first date, and the person sneezes. Now, she doesn't know your hot take.
No, I don't.
What do you do? Because you look rude AF if
you really
don't say excuse me or thank you.
I gotta bite the bullet and go get a t-shirt.
That date's gonna go well.
Yep,
I'm gonna try it and just with the you nasty and see what the guy says.
Good,
I like it. All right, you guys, some birthdays for you. Friend of the show, Marin Dungey, Soleil Moonfly.
Sorry, that was a little late. That was for Marin.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, let's do it again. Friend of the show, Marin Dungey. Soleil Moonfry, M. Night Shyamalan, Vera Farmiga, and Ginger from the Spice Girls.
Happy birthday, Jerry Halliwell.
Jensen has been a dad for like a month now, and you're saying, Jensen, you feel like you've learned everything there is to know about being a parent so far?
I think I'm pretty much done, yeah. We're sending him off to college. I'm done. My hands are clean.
But he has been surprised by some of the things he's learned, and we will discuss coming up. Plus, what is a number neighbor? I think you'll want to stick around for that. That's all coming up on K-Rock after Animal Stories.
Maybe a raccoon or a story about a dog. Maybe a baboon or a story about a frog. A story about a cat or a pizza rat. A story about a minx or a story about a lynx. Animal stories in the news. Animal stories to cure your blues. Animal stories just for you. Let's find out what they're up to.
Once again, I remind you, there is no animal called a minx.
Gotta let it go.
Omar does not care. Dee Gallant, 45 years old, on a hike in, Vancouver Island, of all places, where I've been. It is delightful. She's there with her dog, Murphy. This just happened last week. She was only a few miles into the woods when she turned around and realized that they had company. They were being stalked by a cougar.
Oh.
Which, of course, is always a possibility, you know, in many parts of this country when you're out hiking in the woods. Allie, you're not a big fan of hiking. This may be one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
At first, she was intrigued. She had never seen one that close before, but then she realized she was in danger, that the animal was approaching her. So she yelled at the cougar, but it did not retreat. It stopped, but would not leave.
Yeah, there's a difference between seeing one and going, wow, that's a cougar, and then it's stalking you.
Yes. Yes. She tried waving her arms. She started yelling at the cat, saying things like, bad kitty.
Yes.
And get out of here. But the cougar stood its ground. Then Dee had a brilliant idea. She pulled out her phone, went to her iTunes, and found the loudest thing on her phone, which was Metallica. Hit it, Steve.
So big.
You're not going to tell me that the cougar doesn't like Metallica.
She blasted Don't Tread on Me, and apparently that is what did it. A few notes in, the cougar scurried off, and she said the whole incident lasted about 5 minutes. She wasn't scared. She thought it was actually kind of cool she got to see a cougar so long. She thought it was exciting, but just to be on the safe side so the cougar didn't come back, she kept the song on a loop for the rest of her hike. But Metallica kind of maybe saved this lady's life.
Well, and she was quick enough to pick a sort of a song that makes sense. Don't Tread on Me.
Don't Tread on Me, right.
Yeah, it's like she was quick enough to figure out that pun.
I mean, if she had just hit like Owl City or something, she'd be dead.
She'd be
right
dead,
now.
Right? As she should be.
Oh, the Cougars hate Owl City.
Everyone hates Owl City.
Saturday night, there was a soccer game. Kevin, who's the Colorado MLS team?
Rapids.
And who is the Montreal MLS team?
The Montreal team.
The A's?
The Impact is the name of that team, which is a terrible name for a soccer game.
This is a quiz. I thought we were doing animal stories.
We are doing animal stories. So this is the game, and the game did go on. However, the Tri-County Colorado Health Department announced that thanks to the discovery of the Sylvatic Plague, meaning animal-borne, in the prairie dogs in the Denver suburb of Commerce, which is where the games are played, they decided that they were going to cancel the post-game fireworks. Now, I'm trying to figure this out because the game went on, but the fireworks didn't. I think because there's a lot of grass around the stadium, maybe a bunch of people show up for fireworks that aren't at the game, maybe, and they're trying to keep people off the grass.
Hmm.
That's the only thing I can think. But they have confirmed the presence of plague-infested fleas affecting prairie dog colonies in the surrounding area.
Whoa.
So they're closing places all over this Commerce, Colorado area because of the freaking plague.
God bless them, am I right?
So, you stay away from prairie dogs and maybe just stay away from soccer just to be on the safe side.
Just to be safe.
How dare you?
There is an emu on the loose in North Carolina. We don't have a lot of emu stories, but this one, who the authorities have named Eno the emu, for 5 weeks has been running around in North Carolina, and every time the police get a call on its location, they rush there, but the emu is gone. Over a month, this thing has been going around. It runs 30 miles an hour, by the way.
Wow.
30 miles an hour. It has run into a couple of cars so far. They obviously are very concerned about it. They definitely want to get it out of the, they don't want it to hurt itself or anyone else, but they have not been able to catch it after a month. The reason this story got on my radar is that there are wanted posters all over Orange County in North Carolina. Have you seen this emu? And I just kept thinking, are there lots of emus around and we're supposed to identify that one? Like, why do you need to put a picture of an emu out?
That is quite odd.
Are there any distinct characteristics on this emu that make it different than the other ones?
Because you can just see a guy going, is that the emu? Oh, you know what? That's not. That one's got a mustache. Or is it possible that people just don't know what an emu...
Got a mustache, you said. I just want to clarify.
People just don't know what an emu looks like. Do you think that's what it is? Like, they think they can confuse it with an ostrich or something?
I mean,
or?
I would guess it would be the only one they would see.
Answers
I
to would, Inu, where it has a tag.
Right. Yeah. And no mustache. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would think it'd be the only emu they'd come across, too. All right, finally, the most terrifying story, I think, in the history of animal stories.
Oh, no.
Please enjoy this news from Wisconsin.
Just 1 month ago, Greg Manteifel was a long way from a hospital bed.
He loves riding his Harley.
Dawn Manteifel says her husband was perfectly healthy, but what they initially thought was the flu landed Greg in the emergency room.
Okay, wait for it, you guys.
It hit him with a vengeance. It's just bruising all over him, like somebody beat him up with a baseball bat.
She says life as they knew it changed forever. Blood tests revealed an infection caused by the bacteria, Capnocytophaga.
It took a week, and they were taking his legs.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
He's fine. Now he has what they think is the flu. Now they're cutting off his legs.
Oh, my God. After only a week?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, here, let me play it again.
Yeah, please. I need every word.
Infection very likely entering Greg's system by something so common.
Any thoughts?
I think I know because we did this before. Is it a sweet little dog licked him?
Getting licked by a dog.
No! How can something so precious hurt me?
No!
Getting licked by a dog, and the next thing you know, you got no legs.
We did a similar story, and I was like, this isn't real. It doesn't happen. And now it happened again?
Explain.
It happens rarely, but here you go.
Probably his own.
This type of bacteria comes from the saliva of dogs.
Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price is an infectious disease specialist with Frater and the Medical College.
This infection in his blood triggered a very severe response on his body.
That response causing Greg's blood pressure to drop and the circulation in his limbs to decrease rapidly.
Sometimes it decreases so much that the arms and legs just die.
Oh my God.
Did you say his own dog?
His own dog.
That's the hurtful part.
Yes.
It's not like he just got licked by a random dog or an emu with a mustache.
Right.
He was licked by his own love.
His own dog.
I don't think his dog meant it, you guys.
No, I don't think so either.
We're all with you on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so either. I don't know. I mean, it's extraordinarily rare. More than 99% of people who have dogs will never have this issue, says the dog. It's just chance.
Said the dog.
The dog was quoted.
The dog.
I'm sorry I gave him the disease.
No.
99% of people.
Did I say dog? I meant doctor. The doctor said that. But the doctor is also a dog. That's what's so weird about this story.
What an animal story.
This has been Animal Stories.
Animal Stories in the news. Animal Stories to cure your blues.
Talking number neighbors coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, new daddy, mm-hmm. Jensen Karp.
Yeah.
You have been you've been learning on the job, huh?
Yeah, my baby is a little over 6 weeks now. Adler Lawrence Karp.
And that little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler.
No.
I don't think that's the point.
That's not true. Yeah, he can't do that. He's fine. And, you know, being a dad is a transition that happens really overnight. One day I'm like, what Blu-ray can I get? Which one is, I guess I could get the new Spider-Man. And then the next day you're like, I have to keep this thing alive. Like, yeah. It immediately changes.
How long can he sit in his own poop? That's your question the next day.
I've thought of that many times. I think so far the answer is about an hour. And I feel like I said this on Twitter and I believe it.
Okay.
About 3 weeks in, I realized it's really similar to playing The Sims. It truly is. Because you have to, like, take care, make sure you eat, make sure you clean up, make sure you... It's like all these small little tasks that you have to make sure happen, at least with a newborn. Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense, and you can't be away from the screen for very long.
No, or else, you know, the flies will go around the garbage,
right,
or whatever. That was the only thing I remember happening in The Sims. And so I think it's a very difficult process. I am lucky to have an angel for a wife who is an incredible mother already. But there are some things that I've learned very quickly.
Okay.
That I'm so shocked by that I can't believe I didn't know before.
You never could have predicted this.
Correct.
Okay.
And by the way, you were not people who were surprised by a baby. You anticipated this and did a ton of research to be up to speed as to what you need to do when you brought that baby home, right?
Is it a toilet baby?
It was not a toilet baby, so we knew way in advance that we were having a baby. So, yes, we were not surprised.
You thought you were prepared. You found out you
weren't. You prepare the best you can, yeah.
Very much so. First, when we took him home the first few days, we kept thinking maybe we weren't putting the diaper on correctly or that we were leaving sort of like a, you know, opening because there was pee all over him. Like, and out of the diaper and on his swaddle and all these things. I was like, what is going on?
Good morning.
And so we just kept being like, what could this be? And we realized we didn't even think of the penis has to be down in the diaper. So when you're putting on the diaper, it has to be facing down so the diaper actually works.
Oh.
If you close the diaper and it's facing up, he just pees on himself.
Never would have thought that.
Never would have thought about that.
I guess Danielle has an excuse. She does not have a penis.
Right.
That'll be on TMZ. But you
should have thought of that.
I should have thought of that.
I don't know that you should have because you weren't aware of it when you were a baby.
Right, but so, he knows how penises work.
Sure, he works.
Like he wouldn't walk around with his penis up. Okay, that out of context is going
to
sound really weird. Really creepy. You wouldn't attempt to pee with your penis up, is what I'm saying. So it does make sense that it would be a problem for your son.
Correct. So that was a quick one, okay. Right? The second one is my baby is very gassy. And when I mean very gassy, I mean he is farting, I don't know, maybe 20 times an hour.
Well, that's exceptional.
Yeah. I think it's because of the formula he has to be on for his, kylothoraces. But
you should be proud. That's great.
I mean, it's incredible. And not only that, like sometimes they're just like earth shattering. Like the farts are so crazy, I think it's like affecting his core or his like balance.
Was that an earthquake?
Yeah.
You should tell Corolla. He will want to come over and see that in person.
It's really beautiful.
Do not let Corolla near your baby.
It's true. So we started to look into things. That could help, and they're all the same suggestions, gripe water and all these different things. But the one that we found online that I didn't know existed and now love is the Frida
plug.
It's honestly real close.
Really?
It's called the Frida Baby Windy, and it's also called the Gas Passer. So this looks like a small harmonica.
Wait, so he can play a tune? What's
okay.
happening?
Right, here we go. You ready? Yes. You lube up one side of the harmonica.
Okay. You're making stuff up.
I swear.
You're punking us.
I swear on my life.
All right, go ahead.
You lube it up.
Yeah.
And you enter the baby's butt like a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit for a second and it will whistle. And I when Danielle and I did it the first time, we were like, was that a whistle? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like we're going to know. And then...
Can it play the Blue Danube?
Right.
and then that's some gas, right? Uh-huh. So we've released some gas. Then we pulled the harmonica out.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh
then,
no!
Yeah, what? I'm not going to go any further.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
Oh no!
Oh,
why would
come
you?
On come on now.
Good morning,
Jensen.
Good morning.
Get
fabulous.
Out.
Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
He was happier.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The whistle was great. Because we were sort of like, is that it? And then it just was like, you know,
clear
it sounded
whistle.
Like a Billy Joel song. Yeah.
Can you get different instruments, like a batuba?
That's a great question.
I would hope so.
Okay.
But this is a wind instrument I probably will never play with my mouth.
Oh.
Also, I would suggest maybe we could get Beer Mug to do it in his butt.
Would you?
I have no problem releasing gas, though.
Right. This would just push it further. The third one, I don't know if I really was going back and forth and even admitting this.
Okay.
So, did you know that breast milk is a...
delicious treat.
Natural healing mechanism?
Natural healing?
So,
don't think so.
Okay. So, the baby started to... because their fingernails, they're like little Nosferatu Edward Scissorhands. So, they'll like stab their face and accidentally cut it. So, we asked the doctor, we were like, so what can we do to fix that? And he said, just put a little... breast milk on it, which I thought was like, oh, okay. And he's, it's naturally healing. I go, great.
Then he went to his nurse and he's like, I told him to put breast milk on it.
No. And then we put the breast milk on the baby's face and it went away.
What?
And so I...
Oh, no.
What?
Nope.
I have started to put it on things in which I have a cut.
And?
It goes away!
Oh my God.
It goes away. And so I asked the doctor the other day, and he's like, yeah, absolutely. People use it all the time on, like, dry face. Like, if I use it on my dry face this morning, I feel much better.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I should be putting it in a cup rather than having it dispensed directly on my face.
So you're rubbing breast milk on your face in the morning?
Yes.
As a moisturizer?
Yes. And I also put it on my scalp to deal with any sort of dry scalp. Or I also had a cut on my finger. I put it on. It's gone.
Is she making enough for the whole family?
Yeah. What the
well,
hell?
We have her working 24 hours straight.
Allie, have there been any love connections as a result of a number neighbor reaching out?
I mean, a couple people are going to meet up for Area 51. That's a friendship connection.
Because remember that story that we all fell in love with a couple of years ago about that woman who accidentally invited somebody she didn't know to Thanksgiving, and he nodded, he showed up, and now he's like a part of their family?
He's gone 3 years in a row.
Year, yeah.
Yes,
3 years
in amazing.
A row. That's an amazing story.
So explain the number neighbor for folks who maybe are not yet aware of this social media trend.
So it's a social media trend where you call somebody with a very similar number. It's just off by one digit. So
or text.
You text him. So your number is 555-1234.
What?
So
you have to say my number on air?
So you text someone with the number 1235.
Okay.
Or you can go below 1233.
And they're your number
and
neighbor.
And they're your number neighbor. Mm-hmm. So you start off and you say, hey, number neighbor. And then sometimes badness ensues. Sometimes really good things ensue. Let's start off with some good ones.
Well, why don't we start off with sometimes nothing ensues?
Yeah.
That's what has all of us ticked off.
Yeah.
Because we were so excited about trying this yesterday, but we can't now. Why would somebody just not respond? Because they just look at it as spam? Like this is somebody who's trying
just
to rip
wrong
me
number.
Off?
Wrong number, I would guess.
Number. It's not in your phone. Could possibly be a landline that
or,
you're
or
texting.
Or just a number that's not being used.
Sure.
Yeah. There's still landlines?
I have a landline.
Wow.
Bean has to have a landline.
I don't anymore.
Wow.
I did have a landline, but now my phone works in my house, so it's not a problem.
Welcome to 1935.
Well, you let me know when there's a huge earthquake if you need to make any calls. And please
I'll be knocking on your door.
Yep. Please don't email me and say it's not going to work in a huge earthquake. I already know that. So here's the thing. You text somebody, hey, number neighbor, and you hope they're nice. Like this person. Hey, number neighbor. What? It's a number neighbor. We have the same number, but just off by a digit. Oh, what's up, brother? That's sick. I know, right? And then they started sending pictures. Here's a casserole for you. Well, I didn't have anything for you. Hold on a second. Let me Google. And then he Googles a cookie.
What the hell?
Just bizarre, right? Here's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, number neighbor. Hope you're doing good. Here's a cute hamster. Oh, my God. I'm actually laughing so hard right now. Thank you. This has been the highlight of my day. So this person thinks, well, that worked well. Let me try my other number neighbor.
Yeah, the downstairs.
With the digit down.
Sure.
Hey, number neighbor. Hope you're having a good day. Here's a cute video of a snake. That response went very different.
Mm-mm.
My good friend died from a snake bite, you asshole. Okay. Also not good. You're my number neighbor. What's up? You're what? Your number neighbor. We have the same number except the last digit is the next one up or down. So you're my number neighbor. There's a lot of weird people on the earth. This is work number. Don't text me again. I'm calling the police.
Wow, that seems aggressive. I'm calling the police?
And this person's response. All right, well, you're definitely white. Have a good day.
What could the police possibly do if somebody texts you, by the way?
Come on.
Seriously.
I'm nervous to answer.
Okay, this one delighted me because it's, hey, number neighbor, with a happy emoji. And the response, no. Amazing.
Now, these are great, Allie, but let me ask you guys, if you had been the recipient of the number neighbor text instead of the one who sent it out, how would you have reacted? Would you have been down for it, or would you have ignored it, or shut it down, or what?
I probably would, if I didn't know what it was, I would have said, what does this even mean? And mm-hmm. then from there, just be like, haha, that's funny. But
I would probably text back, you should stop doing this. That's what I would touch.
I think I'd have fun for a few minutes. And then I'd be like, this is boring. Yeah.
Well, I think I would play for a couple of minutes. I do.
I mean, do they send you a cute video? Maybe. It makes it better.
This person didn't know what it was, so they had it explained that it's a Twitter trend. And their response was, stupid teens, always up to something. How about you get a job? Stop texting me, stupid mother effers. Our future is effed with y'all's BS. F off. Okay, that seems really aggressive.
Seems a bit much.
That's a lot. Get off my lawn, guy.
And sometimes you get a response that makes you hurt, like this one. Hey, number neighbor. Huh? You're my number neighbor. Your number is exactly like mine, except the last number is one above mine. Oh, yeah. Well, this is my dad's phone. He passed of cancer, and we're trying to get this phone off the family plan.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes it's just as simple as, hey, number neighbor. And the person responds with, you ever seen a grown man naked? Which I enjoy very much. A lot of people, now that they know it's a trend, are being really nice about it with, hey, number neighbor. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for this all day.
Oh, my God.
And then they just start chatting back and forth. This one, somebody come get your father, is what it says. Hey, I'm your number neighbor. What? So they actually post an article on what a number neighbor
does. Okay, yeah, that helps.
And nice the personal context. Said, oh, where are you from, dog? New Jersey, what about you? Oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You want to FaceTime? I would, but I'm out. How old are you? The person responds, 13. And they wrote, oh, well, I'm 19. And then the kid says, ice cream? And the guy said, are you asking me to go get ice cream? And then they sent a picture, this 13-year-old, of an old man with a gray beard, gray hair, everything.
Oh, no.
And he goes, yeah, I love ice cream. And then this girl says, I'm blocking you. And he goes, so no ice cream? And she wrote, you're not 13. He goes, well, I was 50 years ago.
Oh. Dear God.
I can't control my horny level.
This one, nobody expected. Hey, you're my number neighbor. Who's this? Oh, well, it's a number neighbor. They explain it. How'd you get my number? They explain it again. Okay, but how'd you get my number? They explain it again. Well, why would you do that? It's a number neighbor on Twitter. What is Twitter? They explain that. And then they sent a screenshot and they said, I can't get this picture. I have a Nokia. I'm in jail. And they wrote, what do you mean? You can have phones in jail? Well, yeah, if you have someone sneak it in.
Fantastic.
That was someone in prison was their number neighbor.
Fantastic.
I like that.
You guys. And then finally, one that I just thought was delightful. Hey, you're my number neighbor. Someone with the same number. So I thought, just one up, one down. So I thought I'd say hi. And then they wrote, sorry if I'm bothering you, but I don't know if you're a girl or not. If you are, I sell hair and lashes. Just go to slayshay.com.
Oh, man.
So her number neighbor texted a picture of the top of their head that was bald and wrote, how much is the hair?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
What are the life skills that you at your age should know how to do but you don't?
Oh, I'm so nervous about this. I have the worst. You're never going to look at me the same.
I'm
after the Hawaiian shirt? Worse than that?
Yeah, it's way worse. Okay.
I'm going to say I'm embarrassed by some of the things I don't have.
Oh.
I really am.
Is it butt stuff?
As a grown-ass man, I ought to be able to do some basics to survive without a wife. I really should.
Right.
But we will discuss coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here with What's Happening on a Tuesday.
I was trying to think when I saw this story about similar stories. Like when we see someone that we're so used to seeing, like an actor, actress, and all of a sudden they have a completely different look.
Right.
Like Felicity, the TV show, when she cut her hair, people lost their minds.
Well, there was almost a civil war in this country.
It was insanity.
Can I just butt in and say those people are crazy?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Same with Jennifer Grey.
She got a nose job. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing. She was Baby Houseman. I wrote her down too because that was shocking to people. But it shouldn't really be. You're just changing a little something.
What happens with people? How do they care that much?
Will it happen again, you guys?
What are we to be outraged over?
Dakota Johnson appears to have had some dental work done. People are not pleased.
That whore!
She was photographed smiling at the premiere of a movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon, which I don't even think is real.
You should get new teeth for The Peanut Butter Falcon. That's the time to do it.
Fans noticed that her gap-tooth smile had been transformed.
Oh, right, she did have
so
that.
She no longer has a gap in her tooth, and people lost their
minds. You go to hell, you son of a bitch.
There's one of them. Yeah. One woman tweeted, I logged on to find out that Dakota Johnson, the only person who should have a gap in their teeth, got rid of hers. Please Venmo me during this difficult time. Another person did a whole video with one of those celebration of life videos that you play at someone's funeral with Dakota Johnson. And she wrote, rest in peace, Dakota Johnson's gap tooth gone, but not forgotten. Other people, rest in peace, Dakota Johnson's tooth gap was a legend in our community.
who has the best tooth gap among celebrities, do you think?
I enjoy Paul Shears.
I would say Michael Strahan is the
I enjoy
winner.
Strahan.
Strahan is a killer gap tooth.
It's a weird conversation.
Who was that model, Hutton? Or
Lauren Hutton.
Lauren Hutton.
It's a good gap.
Letterman.
Please don't say it's a good gap.
Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
Good gap.
What about that Hobbit guy? He has a little gap.
Who's that?
Elijah Wood has a little gap, doesn't
Does he?
Yep.
How about, and I think this will end this conversation.
I hope so.
Madonna.
Oh, it's a famous
Very
gap.
Famous gap. I still think Strahan's the winner.
Eddie Murphy has a gap.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll end the conversation.
Thank you. We can do this all more.
I was promised that would
Kevin, be. You want more?
No, I don't.
Yeah, Elijah Wood definitely has a gap.
Okay.
I just looked it up. The bodyguard Steve from the Jerry Springer show has a gap.
Steve.
He will go.
Steve.
Sure. His show's still on.
Yeah, he has a gap tooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
He does. He does have a gap tooth.
Kevin has checked out.
Oh, show. The hell?
Although Letterman was a pretty strong one.
That was a good one,
yeah,
Bugs.
That was a good one.
Possibly Kevin, which famous. Has been your favorite so far?
I have to stop doing this.
Want to come to England with me?
I need some time off.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah!
What's wrong with you people?
Woody Harrelson.
Does Willem Dafoe have a... He has sort of...
I feel like he does.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kevin, how about Anthony Anderson?
Oh, no. Cutting out.
Listen,
cutting
I know you out. Said Anthony Anderson, and I...
Oh, I can't cut you out at
you're
the same
right.
time.
He does have a gap in his teeth.
All right. Let's move on, shall we?
We're going to move on without even mentioning Mike Tyson.
Such a famous one. That's a famous tooth gap. I can't believe we even forgot him.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
I don't think that's true.
I don't either. No.
I don't think.
He may not have fully understood.
Okay. Okay.
But he did have a gap when he said it.
Yeah, he did.
That's the point.
As does Louis Anderson every week on Baskets.
I mean,
he's not wrong.
No. All right. Are we done with gaps?
I think so.
Okay. What's going on between...
Dennis Leary! He's got
it
one!
It is a good gap.
Dennis
yeah.
Leary's got a good gap.
Does Dennis Rodman?
Great question. I'm looking it up.
Huh.
Dennis Miller?
Oh, could it be a Dennis thing?
Do
Dennis
all Dennis
the Menace?
All Dennises have... Cap teeth? I think Rodman. It's in. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. All right.
How about Anna Paquin?
Oh, that is a serious gap.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Exciting story.
So when I said, are we done with gaps and we moved on? We good?
Well, this is the scene after the credits where I bring up Flea.
Oh, yeah! Great one. Great one.
Oh, they added another Avenger. Good one.
All right, guys. What's going on with Lindsay Lohan and Mohammed bin Salman?
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's the guy who's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Ew.
A lot of people would say, you know, ruthless dictator. a lot of people might even say kills journalists.
How does
the
she
real
even,
power behind the throne of Saudi Arabia?
How does she even get into his orbit, though? Is this one of those deals where he paid to have a celebrity at a party or something?
She's been living in Dubai for a few years.
Yeah.
And a rep says that she's been living there. Sources say that she's regularly courted by Middle Eastern dignitaries. I believe
define
we call
courted.
Those escorts.
Yeah. Very rich men are usually calling her to give her money.
Sources say that Mohammed bin Salman flies her around on his jets, showers her with presents, and has given her a credit card as well. That won't end well for you. I know you own everything, but she can bleed you dry.
Yeah.
I feel like she could. So this is a not a great look. You don't really want to be, you know, cavorting with dictators.
No.
Speaking of Dennis Rodman.
Oh, I was looking at it the other way. You don't really want to be cavorting with Lindsay Lohan. That's a bad look for the dictator.
Yeah. Oh, he may have killed a journalist in cold blood, but the real problem is he's hanging out with Lindsay Lohan.
Good Lord. All right. Well, there you have it. Any more last-minute additions to the gap?
I've moved on. I mean, I'm not even thinking about Seal.
Very good one.
All right, you guys, some birthdays for you. Friend of the show, a wonderful actress, a great human being, and boy, does she stay hydrated, Maren Dungey. M. Night Shyamalan, Soleil Moon Frye, Vera Farmiga, and Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice.
It's a bop, you guys.
It's a bop. And I'm going to tell you, Muggs was just grooving, and it's the only time Kevin smiled that whole segment.
Watching Muggs dance always makes me laugh.
By the way, we continue to give away tickets for K-Rock's Six Flags Magic Mountain. The takeover is happening at the park on August 16th. You can win them here on the Kevin and Bean Show, or you can head to krock.com for another chance to win. I was thinking about this since you brought it up off air yesterday, Allie. The list of things that I cannot do that I should be able to do is longer than the list of things that I can do.
Oh, no.
You know,
I don't believe that to be true.
Here's the thing.
Come on, buddy. You're good.
I'm lucky that I have a wife.
Yeah,
but,
you are.
For a lot of reasons. But, like, when she's gone, I can't cook anything.
I mean,
yeah.
I can't cook anything.
Okay.
I don't.
The soup you make in college where you just add water?
I can make soup.
Ramen.
All right. You're right.
Ramen.
I can heat up soup. And I can certainly microwave anything.
All right.
But I mean, like the most basic meal in the world, like pasta, for instance. I don't know how to do that.
What?
I don't know how to do that.
You put it in boiling water? What? You put it in hot water. What are you talking about?
I can't make pancakes.
What? The instructions are on the box.
All the things so far, you just add water.
I'm telling you.
What's happening?
No, there's more.
Do you not have water?
Hey, Bean.
He's going to have an aneurysm.
Bean, do you know how to make ice cubes?
No. But we found that out.
No, but there's more to making pancakes than just adding water.
Not much.
There's flour and there's whatever else you put in pancakes.
You can buy the mix and just add water.
Bisquick and you just add maybe an egg and some water.
And that's pretty good.
See, now you're talking cooking, though. I can't cook, what I'm telling you. And then I was thinking about another thing.
Unbelievable.
And I want to hear where this is all coming from. But another thing that I can't do that is embarrassing is if I lost a button on my shirt, I do not know how to sew it back on.
Oh, I don't either.
I've never sewed a button in my life. So where did this come from, Allie? Why are we talking about how bad I am?
I saw somebody tweet yesterday. We learned that our landlord, a Stanford educated engineer, he doesn't know how to open a combination lock. And Joel admitted he can't blow up balloons. So now I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with knowing what everyone's weird life skill blind spots are. So something that you should know how to do by now, and you just don't.
Combination lock. I think we all learned when we were in school.
Yeah, and
yes,
I thought about
right?
it, but lockers, I would not. Maybe he didn't have lockers at school, so he never had to use it. Maybe he didn't have a bike, or that he used a combination lock.
Seems like there's a lot of chances for him to have learned along the way. That's weird.
Sure. So that's
but those are really the only two, though. I think that most people would have a lock, right? Or maybe luggage. Luggage, some people use a combination.
But also, isn't it somewhat self-explanatory?
Yeah, it really sort of is.
No,
I mean,
but
even
not
on the back of the lock, if you get it new, it says turn right past whatever number. You know what I mean? It actually explains it.
Does not being able to blow up balloons count as a life skill that you should have?
I feel like you should be able to know how to blow up a balloon.
Because
like
it comes up.
Like Kevin can't whistle, for instance. Does that count as a life skill?
I feel like it is, yeah.
And I can't I can't blow a bubble.
Some people can't snap.
I can't snap either.
What?
Whoa.
I can't snap. I don't know how to do it. I've tried.
Wait,
I've tried hard.
We want to listen.
That's not snapping.
You have a lighter for hand.
And I cannot blow bubble gum. I cannot blow a bubble.
You can't
blow
a bubble. Yeah. Have you tried all different kinds of gum?
All different kinds of gum.
Have you tried Big League Chew?
I've tried every of them.
Bubblicious?
All of them.
Freshen up?
You can keep naming them, but I've tried them all. And Donna has tried very hard to patiently show me how it works, and I cannot do it.
I think he's a pussy.
Mugs, do you have one?
Yes, I do. To this day, I still need to watch an instructional video every time I tie a tie. I don't know how to tie a tie.
I think that's kind of understandable.
It helps me remember. It helps me remember, and then I go, oh, right. I've done that.
If you do it rarely, then it goes away. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, now that I'm wearing Hawaiian shirts, I'll probably wear it more.
Sure.
But at the time, guys, I have been thinking about this, and I was going to say the obvious ones that a lot of people have, like I can't change a tire.
And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Life skills you never learned.
Why can't you change a tire, Jesse?
It's never come up.
Have you
AAA.
Just been lucky and never had a flat?
No, I've called AAA.
Wow. How about when you were a teenager?
I called AAA.
Oh,
what
are
you? It sounded like what was like Raised in Medieval Times?
Calabasas.
The whole $100 a year, or whatever. And then the other thing I thought of is I've never driven a shift. I've never driven.
I haven't either.
Non-manual car.
Really?
But
you know, I see a story about 3 times a year from somebody who tries to carjack or steal a car and doesn't get very far because they don't realize it's a manual transmission.
But I feel like if you're not in a rush, if you're not trying to steal, I feel like you could probably figure it out.
I don't know.
I would feel like you
maybe,
probably
I guess I know the
could.
Kind of the instinct.
If you're in a rush, maybe not.
You know. I definitely will be like, you know, herky jerky the whole drive.
Yeah.
But then I realized.
Your wife told you?
Yeah. I don't know how to blow my nose.
What are you talking
what
about?
What do you mean?
I don't know how to blow my nose.
What?
I've never blown my nose.
I'm handing him a tissue
right
now.
What are you
Because hold on.
So what do you do when you need to blow your nose?
Nothing really comes out.
Well, you have to maybe close one nostril.
Does your nose
I've done
work?
That too.
Okay.
It's not.
Is your nose functional?
Yes, I sneeze. I do. People say God bless you,
you
unfortunately.
Smell things?
I have, you know, I'll deal with what's in my nose with a tissue. You know what I mean? Or
when
I just,
you have a cold.
Yes.
And
I
your
don't
nose
blow my
is always stuffy. You don't blow it?
No.
What?
No.
You just wait for it to come out?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What are you even saying?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't know why I didn't blow my nose. Mm-hmm. And then Danielle makes fun of me about it. And
she should.
Brought it up in front of my mom. My mom goes, yeah, I told him not to because it messes, which is insane, because it messes with the plugging of your ears.
So she told you to never
And then
do
I
it.
Just lived in it. And then I was just like, I guess I don't blow my nose. And now I don't know how to do it.
You are such a cuck.
Spell, please.
With a U.
C-U-C-K. C-U-C-K.
By the way, I will need that drop.
Can we fire you for
that? Yeah,
totally blowing his
what
nose?
What does this even mean?
I don't know how to blow my nose. I don't. And Danielle thinks it's so strange.
That is bizarre.
Because she's a human that lives in this world.
Yeah.
It is strange.
I've never had to do it. And people, I guess, will be like, that's why you sound so nasally.
Had to do it. When you get a cold and stuff, you have had
he said
to take care of it.
It kind of waits for it to come out on its own.
Or the sneeze. Sneeze at that point will help me.
So you'll just have a runny nose, a nose that it is just full of, I don't even know what you call that stuff that's
mucus.
In your nose.
I think you'd call
mucus.
It snot.
Okay.
Sure.
Snot, yeah. You just have a nose full of snot, and you'll just wait for it drip by drip to come out. And you'll adjust it on the outside of your nostrils.
Number one, I'm not a faucet, but I will.
You would if you don't blow your nose.
I don't think that it comes up in my life as much as you're saying. You're saying it as if I'm walking around with like a snotty nose. I've never had an instance where I'm like.
People do get sick as an adult in their lifetime. You're saying you're almost 40 now and you've never blown your nose because you don't know how to.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
No allergies.
You're dead to me.
But allergies? That's, but that never gets to that close. It's never, it's like beyond, it's like in the sinuses more than it is in my nose.
You never have a runny nose?
From an allergy?
No, I never had an allergy. No.
Are you a human?
Minor sinus related, I'll have allergies.
You live in Southern California where there are constant fires. It never affects you in your nose?
Yeah, a fire affects my nose, but it doesn't make me want to blow my nose, no.
What about a really dusty area? You go to Joshua Tree, kicks up a little bit of dust.
Well, I'm on acid at Joshua Tree.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right.
No, you're saying dust is in my nose and now I need to blow it out?
Yeah.
No, I've never had that. Thanks.
Let's go to Rick, LBC, line 3, please. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call us or to text us, by the way. There's a life skill you never learned. Rick, good morning.
What's up, party people? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank
How
you.
You guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
Okay, so I've never told a living soul this other than my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I only know how to tie my shoes using the bunny ears.
Using the bunny ears?
Like the one they teach you as a child.
I don't even know that.
It's like you. Yeah. It's not the way we do it. It's like two circles on the side, right? And then you tie those together, basically.
Yep.
It's a child.
I know the concept, over, under, around, and through. Never tried it.
Never tried it?
Why haven't you tried it, Rick?
Because bunny ears work.
I have no idea. The bunny ears work, so why try something else?
I remember as a kid using bunny ears, and they do loosen up a little bit more than the normal. So do you find yourself with open shoelaces more?
Maybe. That might be a problem.
You should learn to tie them.
Hey, Rick.
That'd be a helpful skill.
Final question. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Can you blow your nose like a human?
Yes, I'm not
Then you're
that
fine.
Weird.
I'm not
then,
that weird.
Then you're absolutely fine. Don't worry about the shoelace thing. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Nobody is going to be as freaky as Jensen on this topic. But what life skill have you not learned as an adult? We want to talk to you next on K-Rock.
All right, just had a Smashing Pumpkins. Where do we want to go with this?
We're going to talk to Molly, line 2. We're talking about life skills that you should have but you don't. Abdullah says, definitely ironing. I can iron for 30 minutes and still not get a crease out. I'm right there with you. Celia also, I can't snap my fingers. Ashley says, I look at an analog clock way too long before I'm able to tell what time it is.
Understandable.
That's a skill that, I mean, if you're a certain age, you've never really had to use an analog clock.
Right.
All right, Molly, what's going on with you? What's the thing you should be able to do but you can't?
Well, I should be able to, but I cannot burp.
Oh, that's a bummer.
How do you live? I thought you had to burp just like you have to poop.
I feel it, and so I try, and I open my mouth, but nothing comes out.
Oh, it's such a satisfying thing.
Wait, so even if you were to down... even if you were to down a bunch of sodas, like, you wouldn't be forced to burp, basically, by your body?
No, like, I can't. It just doesn't happen. People have tried to train me. They've told me what to do, swallow air, swallow soda, nothing.
So where does all this air go? All
the
this
butt?
Gas?
Does it come out the butt?
She farts like a crazy person.
Eventually. No, it just it's like a gurgling sensation inside my esophagus.
Mm. All right, hold on a sec.
First
hold on,
of all,
Molly.
That's sexy.
I got something for you. Hang on.
Nice.
Right. I'm just rubbing it in, just bragging.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Allie, let's hear yours. Allie's real good at it.
Oh, I don't have any soda, so I apologize.
She's not prepared to burp.
Yeah, I wish
Molly,
I could.
Thank you for the call. Good luck with the burping is a sentence I never thought I'd say. 1-800-520-1067. What's the life skill that you've never mastered? We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
We are talking about life skills you never learned.
Ricardo, you hang on. We're going to go to you first, and then we're going to get to Melinda after that. But listen to this. Laura writes in, I can't wink. All my friends laugh at me when I try.
Don't try. I mean, I think that's a terrible thing to do, so all good.
How can you not wink? Anyone can close. You have to close your eyes to sleep. Just open the other one, and you're winking,
can
right?
Can you guys wink out of both eyes?
Well, that's just...
Left is
no,
easier
No, I mean one
me.
By one, not like blinking. I mean...
Left is more seamless.
Funny, I can't even do the left. I can do the right.
What?
Yeah. Try left.
Nope. Not doing
Can't
it.
Try it.
Can't do it.
They're the same for me. From the 310, dear Kevin and me, my wife had a roommate that could not change a light bulb. One time when we were on vacation
what?
And couldn't help, she had to call her boyfriend, and
no.
he didn't know how to.
No.
Either.
Oh, no.
Isn't there some stuff you just figure out?
Can we make sure they don't spawn?
I would think so.
Tim tweeted that he's never learned to swim. He has to use those little floaty things, you know, when he goes to his cousin's pool.
Aww. Grown man.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ricardo. Let's deal with him. He's All in Santa right. Ana on line 2. This one's going to blow your mind, folks.
Hey, Ricardo.
Hey.
What's life skill did you not learn?
I never really learned how to drive on the highway. I'm 33 years old now, and I basically commute to work. And everywhere I go, I just take surface streets.
Did you grow up here?
Yep, Southern California.
Wow.
Where do you live?
I live in Santa Ana.
What if you need to come up to, like, Burbank for something or whatever? Does that take you, like, 5 hours?
No, I just, I've, well, I haven't really found myself in Burbank, but the few times I've been up to LA, it's always been with friends or with my girlfriend or wife at the now. So you
obviously know how to drive, so you could drive on the freeway right. if you wanted to, but you're afraid yes. to? That's why you don't do it?
Yes, it's mainly nerves and just the fact that I've never done it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it's one of those, because I've never done it, it's the first time it's always going to be slightly
sack up,
scary.
Ricardo.
Okay, but does he, though? Yeah. Here's my question.
Yes, he does.
No, but should he learn how to drive on the freeway, or for the benefit of the rest of us, should he not? Should he stay in his comfort zone?
He should set up his alarm for 3 a.m. mm-hmm. on, say, a Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and uh-huh. then he should go out and learn to drive on the freeway.
Yeah, but his nerves are going to be when there's other cars yeah.
when the rest of us aren't there. He could learn slowly, I'm saying.
Is the problem that you're afraid of merging or something? You're afraid of getting on or off the freeway, or
and
what?
The speeds, I'm sure.
I have no clue yet. But in all fairness, I have driven on the freeway once, and it was on the way to Vegas. And
I caused a chain reaction accident that killed 11. But I don't know why. I don't want to go back.
It was early in the morning. It was like 6 in the morning, and there was hardly any
cars. So you can. You just don't like to.
Ricardo, what's the furthest place you've went to in side streets?
On side streets?
Yeah. Like, where's the furthest place you've driven?
North Carolina.
Oh, you beat me, Kevin. You beat me. all right. Thank you for the call, Ricardo. We're going to move on to talk to one of Kevin's people. Melinda is in Long Beach. She's on line one.
What a loser, right? Melinda?
Hi, what's up?
Hi, you're a loser.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
What can't you do?
This is a little embarrassing for me, but I don't know how to whistle.
You just put your lips together and blow.
I can't. It doesn't come out.
You've tried it many times?
Well, let's
many
hear,
times.
Let's hear Kevin so you know how to do it first. So go ahead, Kevin.
Okay.
Nope. You're just blowing out of your Ooh. Oh, a little bit
Ooh,
of sound.
That was pretty good.
His arms
yes!
went out like
that's
he
the
just
most
did
you've
something.
Ever whistled.
Victorious!
Wow.
All right. Now let's hear you, Melinda. Let's hear some whistling from you. All right, I get that you're scraping ice off your windshield, but now could you whistle?
Like I said, I can't. There was a lot of friends who were trying to teach me, even since fifth grade. There was a teacher that was trying to teach me how to whistle, and I can't. So I'm really scared if I get like stranded in the, you know, in the woods and I need to learn how to whistle, I won't be able. So
yeah, just don't go in the woods. Yeah.
Were you able to date or anything, or are you just at home like a spinster?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking if it impacted her ability to live a normal life.
Well, I just hide it from people, to tell you the truth. Mm. I don't tell anybody.
Okay.
It's a dirty secret.
It's her shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's her secret shame.
She runs away every time Julio down by the schoolyard place.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:53.
You guys remember the Chip Times?
Nah.
No.
Mm-mm. Who?
Mm-mm.
She used to work on the show.
No.
Nope. The tiny little person behind the controls?
No.
You guys have forgotten her already.
You have a dream?
Oh, dear.
Yes, I did. Allie is here with another look at what's happening here on a Tuesday morning Kevin and Bean Show.
Do you guys consider yourselves adventurous?
I do.
No.
Not really, no.
No.
All I care is about how quickly and hard-hitting Bean's no was.
Yeah. I think Bean and I live in the same world there.
Kevin was an immediate yes, and Bean's was a no.
This was a much more hardcore no than my yes, though.
Mine was a no with extreme prejudice.
Okay. Well, this is how people define adventurous. You are embracing new experiences. You're spontaneous. You show curiosity about other cultures. Maybe you try new foods, you live in the moment. Those all score high marks on what it means to be adventurous.
I am a flatline zero on everything
on
you just
all of
mentioned.
Those?
Yes.
Well, here's something that shocked me. 3 in 4 Americans consider themselves to be adventurous. I would have thought it would be less.
Interesting.
People have a very different and more exciting and exotic opinion of themselves than they really are in real life.
I wonder if you were to read them those examples and then get an answer from them.
True.
Like if you just say, are you adventurous? I would guess most people, oh, sure.
Yeah.
But I think this goes
except
to...
for me. No.
But I think this goes to most people believe that they are better looking than average. Most people believe that they are smarter than average. You know what I
true,
mean?
True,
people just have a different impression of themselves than reality, I think.
That's why I respect low self-esteem. Because it's more honest.
That's what you look for?
Yeah,
I'm for it.
More realistic.
I hope to have low self-esteem one day.
peak adventurousness occurs at age 34. That's when you are at your peak time to be like, yeah, I'll scale that mountain. Heck yeah, give me that chocolate-covered cockroach. Whatever. I don't. That was a bad example.
What do you want, Fear Factor?
Yeah, a little bit. And the average respondent says that they seek out 6 new experiences every month.
Oh, my God.
That seems like a lot.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah. My rule is if it scares you, do it.
Yeah.
That's my rule. Mm-hmm. Just because that's the most fun stuff. Pays off. Yeah, especially in the butt.
No one even asked you.
Allie was pointing, so I thought I'd answer.
All right, well, moving on, you guys. ABC did a lot of telling us what's coming back during their press tour appearance yesterday.
Jimmy Kimmel was very funny hosting that event, by the way.
Always. They announced yesterday that they have renewed The Bachelorette for its 16th season and Bachelor in Paradise for its 7th season, both of which will air in 2020. The Bachelor, of course, was renewed back in May, so don't worry.
That's going to
be on next year as
well.
For
100 years.
My heart is gold, but my regime is platinum.
Thank you, man.
I was obsessed by that show for about 2.5 years and then gone.
I think it was a good show one time. I think now it's sort of a bit of a satire of itself.
Yeah, I think at the beginning when it was new, people, I'm not saying they were there for the right reasons, but they definitely weren't on there to then get on the next show,
right.
Have a brand and all of that. So it definitely took on a very different tone. Like when the one that married the firefighter, the only one I believe that's married from the show.
Well, there's a couple.
That felt real.
Sure.
Lady and the firefighter.
That could be any season.
Yeah.
That was my favorite children's book when I was growing up. Mm.
The Lady and the Firefighter. Yeah. It's really good. Well,
I'm just full of number ones. So it's better than being number two or going number two.
Okay.
I mean, where else will you get that kind of dialogue? Good stuff. Not sure if you guys remember, Bean and I loved it. Live in front of a studio audience. It was Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear, and they just chatted for a bit at the beginning. And then they tossed to 2 of Norman Lear's biggest hits, All in the Family and The Jeffersons. And they had amazing people starring on those. Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, Jamie Foxx, Wanda Sykes. It was a joy. And it was live, so that was a whole other element because, good God, what can happen?
Especially when Woody Harrelson screwed up.
I don't remember what he did. Jamie Foxx screwed up quite a bit.
Jamie Foxx broke the fourth wall, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was so good.
It was very funny.
And it was such a joy to watch. And, you know, over 22 million people watched it.
Which is unheard of.
Unheard of. Yeah. Aired back in May. And the network, you know, they know what to do when something scores huge, huge points. So they're going to bring it back for a live holiday special this winter, as well as another special in the spring of 2020. So they haven't announced what classic shows are set for either special, but they mentioned Norman Lear's library has Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Sons, I've watched the one with the two sons, Fernwood Tonight, which, if you guys haven't seen that show with Martin Mull and Fred Willard, it is one of the funniest shows ever.
Does that hold up?
I don't know if it could hold up because it was a talk show type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of difficult. But I mean, Good Times, Sanford and Son, yes, please. Yeah. Maude, okay. I think we're all in.
Okay.
Maybe not Kevin.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
But I'm fine with it happening.
Yeah?
I don't have to watch it, do I?
You don't have to.
I'm fine with it happening. Enjoy.
I mean, really cool kids will be talking about it after if you want to chit-chat with them.
Please, I'd rather sit in my bed, like, just staring at a wall.
I mean, I do that. We were talking about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, 16 seasons for The Bachelorette. American Idol, going to be back for the show's 18th season overall. 15 seasons, of course, aired on Fox and then moved to ABC. If you were wondering, a lot of speculation, what's going to happen? Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, will they be back as judges? ABC confirmed that the trio will all be back. I don't understand who's watching that. Who?
Nobody gives a crap!
And I'd also like to say, unlike most reality television, this is not an inexpensive show.
No, not at all.
Because of the insane salaries of the judges and the hosts.
Yeah. Katy Perry makes $25 million a year on that show.
And large production value, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Skimp out, yeah.
Seacrest ain't skimping on the money there
either.
No, he's
not cheap either. I mean, I would imagine The Masked Singer is probably worth it. That's, you know, for the amount of money they're putting into it, they're probably making huge dollars. But American Idol, I bet it's breaking even, man.
I did see an ad with four of the new costumes. Did you guys see that?
Did not.
No.
For Masked Singer?
I do like one that looks just like kind of a cute egg. The yolk is the hat.
Don't know why you're doing this whole jerk with your body. Yeah, to say it.
I'm trying to let you know how much you're going to appreciate
the
egg person.
How cute the egg is.
I'm excited this year to watch The Masked Singer and not know who's on it.
Yeah, you can play last along time was, at home.
Yeah, I'm down to see if they
I
can.
Didn't watch a second of that Masked Singer, but I will tell you that I was really impressed with how elaborate and high-end those costumes
they're
were.
They're awesome. Yeah,
I mean, that really made the difference in the production value of the show.
Yeah, that was honestly the reason I worked on the show, was I saw the costumes and was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't just sending somebody out there with a scream mask. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, they really did it up.
I mostly love the fact that Fox strong-armed Terry.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. That's one way to get people to do your show. I guess we missed that on Drop the Mic.
All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Vera Farmiga, M. Night Shyamalan, Soleil Moon Frye, good friend of the show, such a lovely human being, actress Maren Dungey. Yay! And it's Kevin's favorite Spice Girl, Ginger Jerry Halliwell.
Good band right there, you guys.
106.7 K-Rock, his KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 937.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on with you?
Well, what's going on is I would like to give you something. How about a pair of passes to the Modelo Especial Ultimate UFC viewing party? Yay! It is going down on August 17th. You have to be 21 years or older to win, but you're going to get to see not only the fight, you're going to watch all the fights. You're going to see a lot of different fighters that'll be there for meet and greets, maybe a UFC virtual reality, DJ sets, complimentary food and drinks.
Party.
You kidding me with this?
I'm sure a lot of vaping. You'll see a lot of vaping.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's 21 and older, let's take callers 21, 22, and 23 at 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to get a pair of passes to the Modelo Especial Ultimate UFC viewing party on August 17th. Good luck to you. All right, guys, this just in. FX is solidifying the future of Atlanta.
Yes.
They haven't even begun production on season 3, but they have already announced that it's been renewed for a 4th season.
Wow.
I enjoy that. It's weird, but I'll take it.
I think if you can be in business with Donald Glover, take that
you
opportunity.
Do, yeah.
And here's another reason why they have announced this right now. Because production on seasons 3 and 4 will begin next spring. They're going to film them back-to-back because that's the only break in Donald Glover's schedule.
Wow.
They're like, let's bust out 2 seasons of this, film it back-to-back, and then we have another season
just
to wait. It's
only August. Next spring?
Next spring.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't follow Donald Glover close enough, but do you know, I always feel like he says, I'm retiring Childish Gambino.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he just starts rapping as Donald Glover?
Or a whole other persona?
Or is he walking away from music?
Hasn't announced it yet.
Yeah, we
hasn't
don't know.
Announced. Got yeah, it. I think his last show was just last weekend. Mm-hmm. Did a festival, so he's a busy guy, you guys. But mm-hmm.
He was so good at Coachella.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Was it Back to the Future 2 and 3 that they filmed at the same time?
Yes. So funny, Bean. I'm so Bean-like. I was thinking the same thing. I was going to say it, but I held myself back.
And they filmed a bunch of the Avatars at the same time, too, right?
That's what they've been saying they're
doing. I think they filmed like 6 in a row right now.
If any of that exists.
Right.
And then, wouldn't it be funny if we find out that James Cameron has been lying this entire
time? I don't have a thing. I don't have a second on film.
Yeah. That's why they keep pushing him back further and further again. There is no Avatar 2. It's the world's greatest practical joke.
I need 6 more months. 6 more months? And then need nothing. And then just puts
another
a home movie on.
What like if there's it. No Avatar?
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Amazing. Ah, oh, I like it. Speaking of Avatar, another movie I haven't seen. We've discussed how I hadn't seen The Godfather. Mm-hmm. I remedied that.
I mean, it was unacceptable, so she did do the right thing and watched it.
Although she refuses to watch The Godfather 2, which is arguably even better.
I don't refuse. It's just so silly to me that I finally watched The Godfather, and it wasn't enough.
We're not happy?
Everyone's like, no, number two is definitely better. Like, really?
It's as good or better.
As good as the first one is, why wouldn't you want to see the second one?
Again, it was perfectly fine.
Oh, my God.
I love movies.
I hadn't seen any James Bond. Finally watched a couple of those. They are great.
Yeah,
you guys should have told me about those. Mm-hmm. Well, here's why I bring it up. Because Tina Fey was on Lights Out with David Spade, and she was talking about the one movie that everyone has seen, everyone tells her to see, and she's just like, no, now I'm absolutely never going to watch it because it's become this weird, strange source of pride for her, having never seen it. And for her, that movie is Top Gun.
All right.
Interesting.
I mean, you do start to build up a resentment if everyone tells you haven't watched, you have to watch it.
I don't know if I've met like the Top Gun lobbyist, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's like
so over the top
Star Wars or, you know what I mean?
I agree. I don't think it is a classic movie. I think
don't think it is.
It's not a classic. Yeah. So why?
But I feel like you also should have seen Top Gun.
At some point, maybe.
But look, it's not an essential movie. It wouldn't be on anyone's essential list of 500 movies that you have to see. You know what I mean? Like, I would never push you to see Top Gun if you hadn't seen it. It's not the same as The Godfather.
I'll probably be proven wrong, but I didn't think that the trailer to Top Gun 2 really got the kind of attention they were expecting either.
I agree.
I don't think it was
I think it was overshadowed by other things at Comic-Con for sure.
Yeah.
Like Cats.
Yeah. I mean, that Cats trailer will never be forgotten.
Oh my God. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
And then Kevin said it looked good.
It looked pretty good.
And we all thought he was kidding. And we thought, okay, he was bitten in the neck by a spider. He's on
he's
pain pills.
Excuse.
Like, something is going on.
That's
and
very
he
possible.
Stood by it.
Look. Taylor Swift is in it, and I'm not sure I can go see this movie.
That's what
okay?
I'm
come on.
Directing Cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
Come on, sir.
Sure it is.
It's all insane.
I guess what I'm saying is Tina Fey has nothing to be embarrassed about if she hasn't seen Top Gun. It was fine at the time. It's not something you need to go back and pick.
But what about what about Play With The Boys, Bean?
You should just rent that on Pornhub.
I'm telling you, that volleyball scene, I got my period.
Same.
That's when I became a woman. Is there a movie, Jensen, for you that people say, I can't believe you haven't seen it?
It drives you crazy?
Well, considering I spent most of my high school and college years
just watching movies.
Bean and I have created a relationship where I just text him movie names that I have missed from the 70s, 80s, and then he tells me if I should see them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he always is surprised. If I'm like, After Hours, I've never seen After Hours.
Okay.
So he'll write me back and be like, oh, you gotta see that one.
That's one of the underrated essential Scorsese movies.
Bean is pretty good at that, too.
He is.
He does that for me, too.
He's, like a
he's
movie
pretty
mentor.
Accurate. Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever...
He knows what we like and what won't.
I mean, I'm more in, I think, TV when I miss Game of Thrones or whatever. Like, I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Like Peaky Blinders.
Well, we should start Game of Thrones, but stop before the final season.
Yeah. Like Dave at a Dodger game. I think I've seen most of the movies that you need to see that are essential or classic.
What are you shocked by, Allie?
Oh, my God. Beer Mug just pointed at himself and said a movie that I... Are you kidding me?
That you've never seen?
What movie have you never seen?
Breakfast Club.
Wow. Wow, that does seem sacrilegious.
That makes no sense to me.
It's up your alley. You would like it.
Yeah, you would like it. That's very appropriate for you.
Come on, Mugs. Hmm. That is very upsetting.
We're not going to... You need to watch it before you even come back in.
Oh,
you go to hell, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is bad. I don't like it. I agree with that woman.
I looked at Allie because I thought she was saying that.
Getting very confusing. There's so many Allies now.
Some would say too many. No, no one says that.
No one says
that. No one says that.
You guys, I love this story so much. An Oregon man who accidentally threw out $23,000 of his life savings was reunited with the old shoebox full of cash over the weekend. That's exciting! this is crazy, you guys. So he realized his terrible mistake. He threw out this shoebox full of cash. First of all, you heard of a bank?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. But, and then he assumed, oh my God, it's too late. Recycling truck had already picked up the trash. So he contacted Recology. I guess that's the people that recycle it, I guess.
Okay.
And he said, we take a bit of material every day. So the odds of finding that are not much better than a needle in a haystack. But still, he alerted the workers, hey, if you see the shoebox, trust me, we need to give it back to this man. Here's the thing. A 200-mile trip, he drove from his house in Oregon to Humboldt County, where the recycling was taken.
Yeah.
And he recovered all but $320 wow. from it.
That's crazy.
That's an amazing story, you
Who
guys.
Who wouldn't take it all?
I don't think we want to know that. But isn't that crazy?
Some money was missing, but not
just
all?
Just $320 out of $23,000.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
But I'm saying if it's going to be recycled and you're taking money out of it, I mean, take it all.
Well,
right?
That's a horrible person. We're saying
somebody
that
stole
this is
$320.
Well, maybe they were like, listen, finder's fee.
Okay.
And they took it. They're like, it smells. I deserve this. And they took $320.
Okay.
I think that's nice.
I think that if someone found anything above $200 to me, I'm giving them a reward. In any case.
Yeah, agreed. If they give it back to you. Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking reward. It's,
no.
There's no mention of that
well,
in here. But
I think that's what happened. Just leave the rest.
He took it as a reward.
Yeah.
Or she. Okay.
She, yeah.
All right. That might be it, you guys.
Seems fair.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you have it.
I love sheep.
Whoa.
That's
an odd little
yes,
addition right there.
I'm telling you, too many alleys.
This story is kind of bizarre. Denise Richards is apparently on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. Mm-hmm. And during the reunion episode, she was wearing a halter dress. And viewers noticed that her thyroid seemed to be a bit enlarged, prompting fans to reach out to her about her condition.
Wow. I'm an escort, you guys. I'm a hooker.
Again, odd thing to add. I don't know why she would say that.
I'm a Nazi. Join my team.
Well, that is awful. Lady, I think you should just stop. But she went and got her thyroid checked. Yeah, it was an enlarged thyroid. Because of people watching TV and they're like, that looks off.
How closely
isn't
people,
that crazy?
I know people where that's happened before.
Really?
I do. That's a pretty
on
common
TV?
One. Yeah, that's a common one.
What?
Yeah, because you don't notice it, I guess. And then people on TV, I know two people who've gotten a bunch of tweets.
Wow.
Interesting.
I do.
I do remember, I forget who it was, but
yeah,
somebody.
I'm trying to think too. Somebody got diagnosed on TV. Yeah.
Got diagnosed, yeah. They had a spot on their back, and a dermatologist emailed them and said, hey, that might be nothing, could be melanoma. It
wow.
was melanoma. So, I mean, crazy. You want me to pee on you? I don't think that will help melanoma. As a matter of fact, I know it won't. Odd. Some birthdays for you guys. The wonderful friend of the show, wonderful human being, loves Sting, hydrated, great actress, great mother, Miss Maren Dungey.
Yay!
M. Night Shyamalan, Soleil Moon Fry, Vera Farmiga, and Ginger from the Spice Girls.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell us what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell us what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want. Zig, zig, ah.
She sounds great.
See, mm-hmm. I totally understand why people wanted that reunion.
Are you sad you didn't make that, Jensen?
That would have been good.
Okay.
Yeah. That song you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it's callback.
Callback. It's a good point. Wanker. What is? There's more noises happening.
Now it sounds like a sawing and a drill at the same time into a pipe.
Turn down this.
No, just
don't
stop.
Hear it.
Just stop.
Sons
just stop.
Of bitches.
Yeah, they
it's
know.
Crazy.
They listen to the show.
It's crazy. Happy birthday,
Stop
Cherry Hallowell.
The hammering. Stop the
right?
hammering out okay. there. Who's got a hammer?
Agreed.
Where is it?
Oh, thanks,
it
Ellie.
Sure
turn
it
down.
Sounds loud as we'd
That's
want.
That's definitely got to be played.
Not as loud as we'd want.
God damn hammering. No!
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker and Klein's commercial free-for-all. At 5 p.m. Nope, commercial free for all is on Friday.
I did it.
Commercial free 5 p.m. hour.
A lot of work to get to that one.
Is
up.
Today a random act of helpfulness in the SoCal helpful Honda dealers? Tomorrow morning, an all new Kevin and Bean show. Bean makes his guest. Cheers with mugs. People are dumb. And actor, comedian, and friend.